Hey Jesse, it's Jerome with CBA. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Hey, you were talking with Sid, our associate earlier. Wanted to call around this time. Did I catch you at a bad time, or is it still good for you?
No, it's fine. You might have some background noise because I'm at work, but
Okay,
I
all
got a
right.
couple minutes.
Okay, all right, got you. So, I really just wanted to take a few seconds to ask a couple questions about the property as well as answer any you may have, and really just see if we're a good fit for each other in this. I know, you were looking at other options because too many people around where you are, correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I honestly can understand that. I feel like there's so many places that are overcrowded, it's crazy right now.
I mean, 10 years ago, Powhatan was, it was still all rural, but they're popping up neighborhoods on top of neighborhoods out here, and about to bring apartments and townhouses and everything else. It's like, I need to get the fuck out of here soon. But I've also got a 2.5% interest rate where with rates right now. Unless I got the right number for our house, it ain't worth me even considering right now.
Got you. Yeah, no. 2.5 is an awesome percent, though. It's definitely you caught it at a good time. When did you buy the house to get that percentage?
2020.
You got it right before everything went crazy.
Yeah, it was, the market was up, but the rates were still down. So we lucked out on that one. And
Yeah,
then a
no.
couple months, I think 3 or 4 months into us buying the house, rates jumped up. Probably 4.5% was the lowest end anybody was seeing.
Yeah, no, it's getting crazy. I've even seen nowadays like 7 and 8 for some people.
Yeah.
It gets there. But at the same time, you can find, some good deals. And also, I really think things are getting ready to change. You go back into like a buyer's market. So this may be honestly around that time that, at least see those options and what you're wanting.
Yeah.
Get the seclusion you want at least. I mean, what would your plans be, to go to that you get a little more privacy?
Cumberland or Dillon.
Gotcha.
About 20 or 30 minutes further out from where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I definitely think, I mean, I've got some family out in Cumberland. It's definitely, more wide open. So I definitely get what you're saying.
They're starting to make their way out there already, though. They've put up, what's the name of it? Timber Creek Builders has put up probably 150, 200 houses in the last couple of years out
Are
there.
you serious?
They've been developing the hell out of Cumberland.
Wow, okay. See,
Yeah, so.
that is crazy. And that's, I mean, are you okay with that type of development where it's just,
Just putting up single family houses on, 3 to 10 acre lots. I don't mind that. Cumberland had nothing, so that's going to give Cumberland the population it needs to be able to get an actual grocery store and stuff like that out there. But, throwing a neighborhood and passing shit where you don't even need an acre for a lot, that's a joke to me to be considering yourself a rural county.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. I mean, what's the point of being out there if you can't have the land you want? You know what I mean? For a lot of people, I mean.
Yeah, it's aesthetics for everybody moving out of Richmond and Chesterfield, saying that they're going to move out to the country and get all their space because they're used to a 1/4 acre lot and then get a 2 acre lot here.
Yeah.
But it's getting annoying.
Yeah, I definitely get that. I definitely get that. Is it just you out in Powhatan, or are you, is it family that you're there with at Woodsway?
Yeah, I got my wife and 3 kids.
Oh, okay. All right. Got you. So it wouldn't be a single move. Got you. Yeah, no, it's definitely more, logistics when you got the whole family to move, but at the same time, if it's worth it, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Got you. And I mean, how does your wife feel about possibly moving out further? I mean, is she okay with that or?
Yeah, no, she's good with it. Again, she's worried about the interest rates and stuff like that, just like I am. But if we got the right number for our house and could put down enough of a down payment where our monthly mortgage isn't gonna jump up too crazy or something like that.
Got you. You know, I definitely
still all work.
I definitely can understand that. I mean, and just so I know to come correct, I mean, what is the right number for you guys to do that?
Honestly, I haven't even sat there and done all the math on everything. I know we still owe over two on the house, or right around two.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it would have to be enough for us to put down a sizable down payment on the next house. And I don't even, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember which company y'all were with or anything from when we spoke last time, because I had called around to a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
Is this one of the we buy houses as is things, or?
So we do a lot of things. We're not like just one of the we buy ugly houses people itself. So we're CVA Homes out in Ashland, Virginia. That's at least where our head office is in itself. We do a lot. We do listings. We do novations. We do sub two. We do as is purchases. We do, mortgage takeovers. It's a lot that we even do creative offers to do things that make sense for like people going through divorces, things like that. So it's not necessarily one thing, but we're always open to, you know, making offers and trying to reach something that works for everybody involved, you know, because if you guys are serious about, you know, heading out of Powhatan and going somewhere where you'd be a little more happier and don't want to go through all the hassle of, like, you know, getting the place all the way together, listing, realtors, showings, you know, cleaning up every weekend to the max, you know. Yeah, I don't know if you've been through the ropes before, but.
Yeah, we went through that when we left Cumberland the first time, and you know, it was a good headache.
Yeah, exactly. It's a headache for a lot of people, and I'm sure it's even more a headache when you got three little ones running around. Not saying that, you know, they're headaches or anything, but.
Oh, no, but getting everything in order and getting out of the house for the whole afternoon and trying to make sure everything's right on top of where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah, it can be a lot. It definitely can be a lot. But yeah, so we're CVA Homes right in Ashland, just to sum that up. And I know you guys haven't gone over the exact numbers. I mean, if you'd like, I don't mind giving you an opportunity to do so with you and your wife, and then I can let you know if that's feasible on our end, you know, to make sense. Because we're not just, of course, every business has to make some type of profit, but we really do try to help people out in situations. You know, it's not like you guys are in dire straits or anything, but I get what you want, and we try to come up with a solution that gets you what you want.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something on the realtor aspect for you.
Yeah.
When we got the loan or got the mortgage for this house, what is an assumable interest rate?
That's just simply taking over the one that was held prior in the prior mortgage. I mean, it's possible to do in a sub two deal where you're just taking over those mortgage payments. So that way that payment stays the same, interest rate stays the same, and there's no change virtually.
Okay. So that's not going to help with anything as far as if we did go through a regular listing process to sell the house?
It wouldn't unless you had a specific buyer that wanted to come in with a creative offer, if that makes sense. And a lot, 9 times out of 10, people don't necessarily have the bandwidth to perform a creative offer. So, like, they'd have to give you a lump sum to, you know, so that way you could put down on the next place and then just simply take over the payments as is, if that makes sense. But a lot of people don't have, like, you know, a lot of people are taking out the loans to purchase the house in total.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
I mean, it is something that we have the bandwidth to do if you're interested. Were you thinking of doing that in your next move?
Well, my current mortgage, I have an assumable interest rate at 2.5%. I just don't know. I didn't know what all that meant. My mortgage company kept on sending me letters and stuff about if we were looking to sell and everything, like all that shit.
Uh-huh.
Saying that we had an assumable interest rate, which would be a, I don't know. I was just seeing what all it would entail and what it would be. So
yeah.
Pretty much they'd have to come up with the cash for the equity for whatever we sell the house for. They'd have to come up with the cash difference from what's left on the mortgage.
Pretty much. Now, things can be negotiated out. So that might have been something that, you know, that your realtor might have done on your behalf in that original purchase. It really, honestly, just benefited you because you're able to stick to that 2.5% rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is something that's possible to do in the next place as well. There's all types of ways you can work it. But, yeah, does that kind of answer that question?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay. All right, cool. But go ahead.
So, as far as y'all buying the property, have you already looked at comps and stuff like that to see what would be feasible on y'all's end?
Nope.
I've looked at a few. I haven't deep dived the way I normally want to, just because today has been a little crazy.
Hang on 1 second, sorry.
Go ahead.
Park next to my truck when you're done.
I'm gonna. I'm gonna pull up there and stop.
Right up next to
it. Oh, well.
Have
a good one. Adam, sorry, what were you saying?
You're good. I was saying that I've looked at a few comps in the area, but I haven't deep dived into, you know, the way I normally do. Just today has been crazy busy, so I didn't have the time to do it like I should have. But, I mean, it really, I can present some crazy number to you, but it really just depends on, like, you know, certain details about the house. Like, I know we haven't gotten down the condition of the place at all yet, but I can definitely, you know, do my due diligence and give you that number, if not by end of day, then tomorrow. I mean, I'm not tomorrow, I apologize, Monday. And that'll also give you time to talk to your wife as well, you know, about what you guys are in need of.
Okay. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And when it comes down to the condition of the place, I mean, I know you guys are living there now. If you could, I guess, like, paint me a picture of the house on the inside, that would be helpful for sure.
So the inside's in decent shape. I got to get somebody to come in and refinish the wood floors.
Uh-huh.
I was cheap and thought I could outsmart the system, and I got a floor sander and tried to do it myself. The living room turned out really good, but the kitchen, it needs to all be gone over and restained. So
gotcha.
I know we're probably $3,500, $4,000 into that by the end of the day. There's no issues with the drywall. That's all been taken care of already. We actually just painted the interior about probably a month ago, maybe a little longer.
Uh-huh.
We took out the carpet in the downstairs two bedrooms. and put down LVP. And mm-hmm. just because it's easier with the kids and dogs and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's got central heat and air. The system works great. No issues. We just replaced all the windows last year with energy efficient windows. Let's see, we painted the exterior of the house, replaced some of the siding boards that were damaged, fenced in the backyard. We got 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths, tile floor, and both bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We do still have carpet in one of the bedrooms upstairs. That's the only bedroom with carpet. And, I mean, it's your stereotypical Cape Cod.
Yeah.
It's not in bad shape yet. You know, 3 kids and a handful of dogs, it needs some cleaning and tidying up, but it's nothing that, you know, a weekend wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly.
Have everything fully presentable.
I know exactly what you mean. And that's awesome. It sounds like you've done definitely a good amount of work to it. Do you mind me asking, have you had to change the roofer, done any, you know, work on that or know the age at all?
You said the roof?
Yeah.
The roof was, I'll have to look back in my mortgage papers, but I'm pretty sure they said the roof was 2 years old when we bought the house. So the roof should be about 6 years old.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You don't have to look at that at all.
Now, I will say with the roof, if we're nitpicking, because I know you kind of have to know everything up front as far as being able to make any kind of offer or throw a number.
Yeah.
There is some sort of work that's new to it. I don't know what the fuck they did, but they didn't cut the shingles at the end. They rolled shingles over the edges of the front of the house.
Are you serious?
It doesn't. I mean, it's rolled down probably like 4 inches, 5 inches or something like that. Like, it's covering that beadboard completely. No water gets in. The beadboard is not damaged.
Okay.
But they never, it's just aesthetically, it's not the prettiest. And I don't know why. I thought about taking an old skill saw blade and just fucking zipping it up and doing an inch and a half overhang on it instead of it being curled down. But
yeah,
I don't want to do more damage than good doing it, because, you know, it ain't leaking or anything right now. It's just
something
I noticed.
Maybe they cut corners to some degree, but at the same time, it's still
functioning.
Yeah, exactly. And I get that. And that's not really a major issue at all. People just want to make sure water's not getting in, you know.
No, we got no water coming in. The house does have an attic. It's got, I think it's 3 eaves closets, like a little eave space inside the closet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's good storage. I've got a 10 by 16 shed, I think, out there. It's also got a smaller shed in the back that's like a 8x10 maybe, that we've actually been using as a chicken coop.
Oh, that's awesome.
They just set the thing straight down on the ground. That was there existing when we bought the house, so I figured I put down some horse mats in there and filled it with chickens.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. That is awesome. As expensive as eggs are, y'all are smart. For sure.
The kids just love playing with the chickens anyways. They spend more time outside with the chickens than they do with us.
No, that's honestly a good thing, though. Like, I think that's one of the things that's needed is for kids to get, like, you know, outside life. You know what I'm saying? Like outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
important.
The house has about 4.2 acres, or it's 4-point-some acres, it's over the 4. We fenced in probably 3/4 of an acre in the backyard for the dogs. It's a 7-foot privacy fence.
I will have to replace a couple of those boards on the fence. But again, it's not like they're rotted, falling off, and missing. They're just,
yeah,
you know,
just got some,
not
some
the prettiest. Room. Again, yeah. Still functioning, just not, you know, they could use some love.
Yeah.
We timbered most of the woods out because it was so thick. And a lot of the original listing pictures, if you end up pulling it up, you can hardly see the house because they tucked behind all the trees.
Uh-huh.
I took out all the trees from the front yard, all but two trees out of the backyard, and probably about at least three or 400 trees out of the woods.
That's a lot.
So I'm cleaning up all the woods so we have usable space now. I've burned up probably an acre and a half of it. And got that. I'm waiting to get some equipment back at the house so I can finish up cleaning that. But that'll be nice once I finish that because it's going to be all usable space at least.
That's definitely a plus for your family and for whoever else.
And
that
address is one of the few on our street that is still zoned agricultural. So options open for getting some livestock and stuff like that out there.
That's definitely a plus, you know what I mean? It's especially in Powhatan right now, you know, everything's getting so close together, it's better to have a lot like that. I think you've definitely, you know, gone over a good bit of detail, and that is all helpful, boiling down and you know, getting you some firm figures. So, yeah, it's definitely helpful. Let me ask, I do want to know, on Monday in a follow-up, is there any, I know you and your wife have to speak, and you know, numbers are the easiest part of this, but if we get to some type of figure that works for everybody involved, I mean, are you guys prepared or to, you know, go on the journey of looking of in Cumberland or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, if we can find even just a chunk of land and end up building out there or something like that. We've already talked about trying to find like a travel trailer, a camper where, you know, we live in there for a few months on the property while we build, just to find something and get it started and set in stone. So, you know, we're ready as long as we can find everything we need.
Gotcha. Well, I think, you know, that's awesome that you guys are willing. I think, honestly, the sooner the better, because right now things are switching from a seller's market to a buyer's market, just being transparent. And I'd say, you know, in the next, like, 3-4 months, so getting started on the timeline of everything, honestly, will put you guys in a good spot when it's, you know, purchase time and y'all are getting everything together. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. So when you get time, just give me a call back Monday at some point, and if I don't answer, I'll give you a call back or leave me a message, and I'll talk to her this weekend.
Okay, yeah, definitely, for sure. I do want to ask, is there a time where you guys are typically together on Mondays? I mean, I know you said you're at work.
What time do y'all close?
Typically, we're out of here by around 5, but at the same time, we can try our best to work around your schedule itself.
I can try and make sure I'm home by, like, 4:30, if that would give you enough time on Friday.
Oh, yeah. That definitely will. So what I'll do is I'll put you guys down for 4:30 on this upcoming Monday.
Monday, yeah.
You're good. I got you. I knew what you meant. I got you. So I will definitely give you guys a call 4:30 on Monday and present them, and we can, you know, get this thing on the ball, and I'll let you guys know where we're at.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. No problem, Jesse. Thank you, and you have a good rest of your day, man. Don't work too hard, and a good weekend.
You too.
All right. All right. See you.
All right. Bye.